The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, May 25th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon, Gallatin Valley. It's a beautiful day out there. Happy Memorial Day. We made it through with good weather for a change, and hope people are enjoying this weekend. If you have a long weekend, hope you're having a good one. I'm your host, Bob Wall. This is KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial. KGVM.org online. Happy to have you along this afternoon. Going to play some music and a couple other things. Get us up to the 6 o'clock hour. Democracy Now! Will be coming up then. Before I get into it, I do want to thank an underwriter for their support of our programming here on KGVM. Then we'll listen to today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. Their summer concert series kicks off with the North Mississippi All-Stars with opener Aaron Gole on Thursday, May 28th. North Fork Crossing plays on Friday, May 29th. Dogs in a Pile are on Saturday, the 30th. Red Shahan with Brennan Scott Green on Sunday, the 31st. Colorado College Bluegrass Ensemble on Wednesday, June 3rd. Humphreys McGee for three nights, Thursday through Saturday, June 4th through 6th. Tom Catmull on Sunday, June 7th. And many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Google disrupted a criminal group's attempt to use artificial intelligence to exploit another company's previously unknown digital vulnerability, adding to heightened worries across government and private industry about AI's risks for cybersecurity. Google shared limited information about the attackers and the target, but John Hultquist, chief analyst at the tech giant's threat intelligence arm, said it represents a moment that cybersecurity experts have warned about for years: malicious hackers arming themselves with AI to supercharge their ability to break into the world's computers. "It's here," Hultquist said. "The era of AI-driven vulnerability and exploitation is already here." Google said it observed a group of prominent threat actors planning a big operation relying on a bug they had found. The vulnerability allowed them to bypass two-factor authentication to access a popular online system administration tool, which Google declined to name. The company called it a zero-day exploit, a cyber attack that takes advantage of a previously unknown security vulnerability. Zero day refers to the fact that the security engineers have had 0 days to develop a fix for that vulnerability. Google said it notified the affected company and law enforcement and was able to disrupt the operation before it caused any damage. But as it traced the hackers' footprints, it found evidence that they had used an AI large language model, the same technology that powers popular chatbots, to discover the vulnerability. Hultquist said that compared with government spies who typically work slowly and quietly, criminal hackers have some of the most to gain from AI's tremendous capability for speed in finding and weaponizing security bugs. "There's a race between you and them to stop them before they can essentially get whatever data they need to extort you with or launch ransomware," he said. "AI is going to be a huge advantage because they can move a lot faster." A Bozeman man has been convicted of hunting violations after poaching a deer which a witness recorded. The witness video and photos of the illegal deer kill helped wardens investigate the Bozeman man who was later convicted in the Madison County hunting case. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said that Juan Garcia Gomez pleaded guilty last month in Madison County Justice Court to misdemeanor counts of unlawful possession of a game animal, unlawful hunting from a public highway, and failing to validate his general deer license. Last November, a witness took video near Jeffers, Montana, just southeast of Ennis, that showed Garcia Gomez in the roadway, leaning against his vehicle and shooting a mule deer buck on a nearby hillside. After illegally shooting the deer, Garcia Gomez loaded the animal into his vehicle and left. The witness found a spent shell casing in the road, took a photo of it, and reported the case to FWP. Wardens then worked with the Madison County Sheriff's Office to detain Garcia Gomez and investigate the incident. Garcia Gomez was convicted on 3 misdemeanor counts, paid $1,100 in fines, and had his hunting and fishing privileges suspended for 2 years nationwide. Montana is part of the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact, which means that a loss of hunting privileges in one state applies in all 50 states. Did you know, in 1852, Peter Roget, after a lifetime of making lists of names that mean the same or similar thing as a way to ward off depression, Roget published his book of synonyms into Roget's Thesaurus. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right. I thought I'd kick off here with some cuts from some bands I watched down at the Labor Temple on Saturday night. It was a busy week of music for me. Amazing show on Thursday night down at the Labor Temple. Celtic fingerstyle guitarist Tony McManus played there and blew my mind. And then Friday night, had a rockin' good time. Gooch Slam was down there at the Labor Temple ripping it up. They played with Vanity and Icarus. And then on Saturday, I went down and saw Tony Furtado and John Reichman with Tony Policastro, guests sitting in as a guest on some songs down at the Tune-Up, and then I went back over to the Labor Temple and watched Hot Milk and Flower Palettes, a band from Denver called Rugburn, and Los Toms from Fort Collins. So I thought I'd play you some cuts from that bands that played there Saturday night. Going to start out with a single, the first single that Hot Milk and the Flower Palettes released called When Two Becomes Four, one of my favorite songs of theirs. Then I'll play a cut by Los Toms off of their album Totem. It's called Acid Wizard Brings the Lost Ohms. I like interesting song titles, and I like the Lost Ohms from Los Toms that they put into there. And then a cut from Rugburn's self-titled debut album called Peace of Mind. We'll start out here with When Two Becomes Four. We'll be right back. That was Rugburn out of Denver, Colorado, with Peace of Mind off of their self-titled album. Before that, those Toms did Acid Wizard Brings Us the Lost Ohms, and started out with Hot Milk and the Flower Palettes, When Two Becomes Four. A little desert rock and some prog rock there for you for this afternoon. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Hope you're having a good afternoon. It's a beautiful day out there. This is KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing a little music on this Monday afternoon to get us up to the 6 o'clock hour. I'm going to thank an underwriter here and then listen to today's climate connections.
KGVM is grateful for the support of Bozeman Magazine and the Greater Yellowstone Events Calendar, connecting their readers to the people, places, and things to love about Bozeman. You can add your events at BozemanMagazine.com, found at newsstands in the Greater Yellowstone area and online at BozemanMagazine.com since 2007.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Research shows that electric vehicles are far less likely to catch fire than gas-powered cars, but firefighters must be prepared even for unlikely events. So Jack Foltz of Safety and Security Consultation Specialists provides EV safety training to first responders in his home state of Minnesota and beyond. In his classes, he teaches trainees how EVs work.
A lot of the responders don't understand how these vehicles are put together, the amount of safeties that are built into them. They're actually an extremely safe vehicle.
Then they learn how to respond to emergencies involving EVs. They're shown how to disable the cars and what to do in the rare case an EV does catch fire.
The tactics we need to use to extinguish or control this fire are different than what we're used to using on an internal combustion engine car.
For example, he says firefighters must know where an EV battery is housed.
Most commonly, it is underneath the car, so just trying to cool that.
Volt says that as EVs rapidly gain popularity, first responders need to know how to handle them.
If we know the hazards and we know how to control them, we can be very safe when we're working with any incident.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, going to keep it going here. I was rummaging around looking for stuff to play, and I ran across the Hold Steady. I really like that band. I especially like the songwriting and the singing of their lead, Craig Finn. He's got a bunch of solo stuff out, too. So I thought I'd play one off of one of their newer albums called Open Door Policy. I'll play you Heavy Covenant. And while I was in the neighborhood and thinking about songwriters, I wanted to play a cut by Patterson Hood from the Drive-By Truckers from his new album, Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams. I'll play A Werewolf and a Girl. I got to see him at Live from the Divide last December, I think. It was amazing seeing Patterson Hood in a 50-seat room. And I'll follow that up with his ex-bandmate, Jason Isbell. From his album, Foxes in the Snow, that was also released last year, I'll play A Good While It Lasted, and play a particularly apropos cut from another master songwriter, James McMurtry, off of his album, Childish Things, maybe one of my favorites, play A Memorial Day.
On the microwave and the ashtray in the kitchenette, I could tell that it was difficult to bring that sort of subject up. It was tough to bring the subject up. City on a power play, in the garden with a day to spare, And if you know the perfect words to say, you can get it almost anywhere. That's a pretty heavy covenant to make with someone powerless. He said I'll ask about that other stuff if you're still prepared to pay for it. I know the perfect place to go slide your little phone into the airplane mode. Motel Mariposa, a little south of downtown on the frontage road. Seeing stars in the scorch mark, hearing bass lines in the buzzing of the lights. Call down to the desk and say we're gonna need another night. We're gonna stay a second night. I sell software made for offices. It increases their efficiency. Hospitals and local governments, it's a pretty heavy covenant. In a taxi to the airport, I was hoping for Tucson around 10. Staring at the skyline, then right back at my phone to find a friend. It seems a single body is a couple different people in this one life. I'm sorry, but my meeting got delayed. I'm gonna be another night. First I watched him play his instrument, a resonator with a missing string. Then I asked him about the songs he did, how he decides what songs he's gonna sing. Then I asked if I could shake his hand, and I palmed him almost 40 bucks. Then I asked about the other stuff. On the microwave, the ashtray in the kitchenette, I could tell that it was difficult. Sleeper city with the underplay, you can get it almost anywhere if you know the perfect words to say. That's a pretty heavy covenant to make with someone powerless. He said I'll ask about that other stuff. Met a guy up in some music club, gave him almost 40 bucks. To make it safe to bring the subject up. Cause it's tough to bring the subject up. Cause it's tough to bring the subject up. It's a pretty heavy covenant.
You can do it if you feel like I won't call out or complain. I just try to hold it just right, even if there is some pain. You can do it if you feel like I might feel a little too, but I'm a warning in the morning. But I'm a warning in the morning. I'll be gone before you do.
I was sad before I was born. And with that you started laughing, said it's really just in time, and you need to put it in me before I go and change my mind.
You can do it if you feel like I won't call out or complain. I'll just try to hold it just right, blame my sadness on the rain. You can
what I can get, but I've gotta make some sense of this, so here the fuck I sit at 3 a.m. trying way too hard to find the words to slow my sweet addicted heart. You're like sleep, can't get near enough, and I pretend that I don't need you when I'm out doing stuff. Went so deep, a lucky young man's dream. Last time I tried to sober, I was 17. And all that I needed was all that I had, and it was good while it lasted. You let me kiss you on Broadway in a black Cadillac, and it was good while it lasted. Well, last night I didn't sleep at all. I found another empty wall, and I couldn't get past it. And for a minute in the afternoon, I almost didn't think of you. It was good while it lasted. It's more than real, plastic universe. And I wanna know your secrets even when it hurts. You speak so soft, but there's something dark in there. And I think I'll ask for more than just a love affair. You're like sleep, and the nights are adding up. Well, I wish I still smoked cigarettes and acted tough. And all that I had was all that I needed. It was good while it lasted. with your head on my shoulder. My soldiers retreated. It was good while it lasted. Mattress on the palace floor and a light I'd never seen before, and I couldn't get past it. And for a little while this afternoon I dreamed that I was in your room. It was good while it lasted. Baby, let me learn from you how'd you get that shade of blue. What's it like from where you stand? Let me hold your steady hand. And all that I wanted was all that I had, and it was good while it lasted. And now I feel like a boy who got caught being bad, and it was good while it lasted. That night you came and stayed with me, painted on my memory. I'll never get past it. Well, I got to hold a piece of you in the evening on the avenue. It was good while it lasted.
To get the game on the radio, Daddy's gotta know the score. There's a big yellow thing on a flatbed trailer, wonder what that thing's for. We got towels rolled up in the backseat windows, keeping us out of the sun. Just 100 more miles and we'll be a grandma, sure is gonna be fun. Maybe she'll take us fishing, maybe she'll bake us a pie. Remember like she did that one time, back before Grandpa died. It's Memorial Day in America, everybody's on the road. Let's remember our fallen heroes, y'all be sure and drive slow. Degrees in the shade of the tool shed, can't go back in the house. They're all in the kitchen yelling about something, don't know what it's about. Joy and Mary said not to worry, said it's just the same old fight. Happens whenever they all get together, everything's really alright. It's Memorial Day in America, this is how it's supposed to be. Let's remember our fallen heroes in the land of the free. Daddy's in the big chair sipping on a cold beer, Grandma's cutting a switch. She overheard Mary cussing her brother, called him a son of a bitch. Got a good green limb off a sweet gum sapling, man, that's bound to sting. But Mary don't cry, just stands there and takes it, doesn't seem to feel a thing. No, Mary don't cry, you know she's a big girl, wonder what made her so mad. She takes those licks looking in through the den door, staring right straight at her dad. There's a big yellow thing on a flatbed trailer, Daddy nearly hit that bird. They're both in the front seat staring right straight ahead, neither one saying a word. Sun's going down in the rearview mirror, gonna gonna be driving all night. Wonder if the neighbors fed the canary. Wonder if the cat's alright. It's Memorial Day in America. Everybody's on the road. Let's remember our fallen heroes. Y'all be sure and drive slow. It's Memorial Day in America. This is how it's supposed to be. Let's remember our fallen heroes in the land of the free.
James McMurtry there, Memorial Day, off his album Childish Things. Before that, Jason Isbell did Good While It Lasted. Patterson Hood did A Werewolf and a Girl. Started out with some Hold Steady with Heavy Covenant. It is Memorial Day. Hope you're enjoying it and also remembering what the day is all about, celebrating the people that have fallen in service to this country. You are listening to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music this afternoon, and going to keep it rolling. It's clouding up out there. Maybe it's going to rain. I hope if you have been out camping and enjoying the outdoors that maybe you're packed up and ready to head back to town. We're going to thank an underwriter and hear today's labor history in two before we get into the last set of music. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. The Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1934. That was the day trucking bosses and leading Teamsters in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement after a tumultuous week of fighting in the city market. Strikers won many of their demands, including union recognition and the reinstatement of all strikers. Such a thorough victory at the Battle of Deputies Run earlier in the week had shaken the city's elites to their core. As the dust settled on the picket lines, Governor Floyd Olson had called a 24-hour truce in an effort to organize negotiations. The debacle of Ohio National Guardsmen attacking Toledo strikers had reached Minneapolis. Fears of a growing red menace fueled demands for a settlement, prompting Olson to order National Guardsmen into the city's armories armed to the teeth. Historian Brian Palmer, author of Revolutionary Teamsters, The Minneapolis Trucker Strikes of 1934, observed that the May 25th deal settled the strike quickly enough, but final victory would be postponed. Strike leaders had to choose which concessions to make under immense pressure from state politicians, intractable employers, and federal mediators. They also worked to avoid a potentially deadly confrontation with the National Guard. Above all, they demanded union recognition, agreed to arbitration of future disputes, and withdrew the demand for a closed shop. There was no contract, and the inclusion of inside workers proved contentious. Palmer adds the gains were limited but real enough, as strike leaders spelled out what had begun as a violent assault on strikers ended with workers fighting in their own interests, learning that they had only their union to rely on. The open shop offensive was defeated, and union recognition was won. In the weeks ahead, it would become clear the fight was far from over. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.
All right. On this Friday night, the 29th of May, KGVM's holding a benefit show at the Gallatin Labor Temple. We're calling it the lighter side of KGVM. We've got Larry Kiff opening things up. Doors will open at 7. Larry's going to play at 7:30. He just did his classic country music show this afternoon, his 8th anniversary show for us. And we'll follow it up with a performance by Maggie Hickman. Then Sean Devine's going to play. We'll finish off with Wes Urbaniak and the Mountain Folk. So a great evening of acoustic music for you at the Labor Temple this Friday night, the 29th of May. And we'll have another show the following Friday night, the 5th of June. It's going to be the heavier side, the darker side maybe, of KGVM. We'll get a little loud down at the Labor Temple, but this one Friday night's going to be a nice affair. So I thought I'd play you a couple cuts, one by Sean Devine from an album he released last year called Die Happy. It's kind of a reggae sound to a lot of it. So I want to play you Grow Up Beautiful from that. And then Wes Urbaniak and the Mountain Folk, the title cut from their album Wander the Blurry.
Find your love in what you do. Faith with yourself, it will find you. You're gonna grow. You're gonna grow up beautiful. See the truth. Hear the truth. Speak the truth. You're gonna grow. You're gonna grow up beautiful. Long way, anyway, find you are nowhere, that's okay. Having for the having, doing for the doing, all came to nothing, that's okay. Begin from the place you find yourself. You have your life, start where you are. You're gonna grow, grow up, grow. You're gonna grow up beautiful. Shortcuts, no loophole, no fooling anyone. You find yourself the fool. Say what you want, know who you are, give yourself the love you need. You're gonna grow, grow up, grow. You're gonna grow up. You're gonna grow, grow up, grow. You're gonna grow up beautiful. Thank you.
wander through the blurry. Let that hole in your heart get filled by the mystery. And when you're out there on your journey, put a hole in the dark with the light that you carry. And when you gotta kick it from the low, feel the hole in your soul with the fury of your wild. And on the rise again you go. Everywhere you roam, you are building a home. Keep your thoughts where you can see them. Keep your breath for breathing. Use words you believe in. Believe in things that are worth keeping. It's okay to feel big loss. It's okay to feel hurt. It's okay to just be lost. But know when it's time to work. Keep your thoughts where you can see them. Use your breath for breathing. Keep on wandering through the blurry. Put a hole in the dark with the light that you carry. Work the inside and the outside. Learn the on and off of your mind. Take it easy through the heavy. But lift it up when it needs to be lifted. Up, up, up off ya. Oh, now under the blurry. You put a hole in the dark with the light that you carry. So keep your thoughts where you can see them. Keep your breath for breathing. Use words you believe in. Believe in things that are worth the keeping. It's okay to feel big loss. It's okay to hurt. It's okay to just be lost. For knowing it's time to work. Keep your thoughts where you can see them. Use your breath for breathing. Keep on wandering through the blurry. Put a hole in the dark with the light that you carry.
That was Wiss Urbaniak and the Mountain Folk with Wander the Blurry. And before that, Sean Devine did Grow Up Beautiful. I'm going to play us out here with a cut. I was thinking about Ben Bullington for some reason. I was thinking about playing one of his songs, and then I thought, well, maybe I'll play something else. I thought maybe something off of the new album by John and Joanne Lowell called On My Way Home. It turns out they do a cover of Ben's song, Maybe There's a Future for a Cowboy. So that does them both. So I think I'll play that to kind of finish off the show here today.
When the oil all runs out and the country's choked in drought, there'll be springs to find and cattle to gather from the draws. Out on the windswept prairie, beyond the ruined walls, maybe there's a future for a cowboy after all. wealthy men tending livestock, horses, cows, and sheep, knowing when to stand alert and knowing when to sleep. On crystal clear and bitter nights, when hungry wolf packs call, maybe there's a future for a cowboy after all. Resourcefulness, a wisdom in his thriftiness. In a world that kills the weaklings, he'll nurse them in a stall. As panic grips the leaders in far and distant halls, maybe there's a future for a cowboy after all. Maybe there's a future for a cowboy after all.
Maybe there's a future for a cowboy. That's John and Joanne Lowell from their new album, On My Way Home. I don't know if it's, I got a copy of it on Bandcamp. I don't know if the physical media is maybe going to release the start of June. But you can find it out there and listen to it. A lot of great music on there. Maybe we're all going to have to learn to be cowboys or farmers or both. Who knows? Things are getting a little weird out there. Anyway, hope you have a great Memorial Day. Keep in mind the point of the holiday, thinking about people that have died in service to the United States. And it's looking like it might rain, so hope you're having a good afternoon. Get somewhere dry and enjoy the rest of the evening. Keep it tuned right here to KGVM Bozeman. We got Democracy Now! Coming up next. And have a great evening.